I will try to explain quickly and briefly what is happening with the Spanish judiciary. If you have been reading the Spanish press those days, you will easily notice, because it was in the first page of all the most important journals throughout our geography, that politicians are quarreling about the policy that has been followed by the Spanish government relating the independence of the Spanish judges. The first thing to be noted is that this is a very old question. Well, it is a question everywhere, because in all the countries, in all the world, and all the history, the independence of judiciary has been an issue. And how to guarantee that important, very important question is something debated throughout the world, in the United States, in England, everywhere. Here too. Now, you must understand that the historical system here, even before the Spanish Constitution, even before Franco and with Franco, so for many years, is based in the fact of picking a sort of professional judges. I mean, what they have to do is a quite difficult examination in order to become judges. And after that, what they do is a year of practicing in this school, where they received specific formation in order to be awarded as judges. That's something quite easy and simple. In order to see boys of 24, 28 years becoming judges for their whole life. And it's very frequent that we're used to that. So the key point is the examination. Now, socialists want to control the judiciary, because all politicians want to control the judiciary. And this is done by two means. One is generally accepted, the other isn't. What is generally accepted is that the Spanish crown, this is the state, the El Estado, public administrations, and all kinds of public administrations are judged by a special branch of the judiciary, which is the so-called contencioso administrativo. So whenever something has to do with public affairs, the jurisdiction is not the ordinary one, it's a special one. We were going to leave that by the moment, because this is accepted by all the political forces. I think it's an abuse, but it's a historical abuse, and we're used to that. So we leave that by the moment. What is important is that penal judges, where corruption crimes are to be judged. And this branch of the judiciary, the contencioso administrativo, are very important for the state, for the government, for the crown. And they want to control it. Now, how can they do that? Because as everything is based on an exam, it is very difficult for socialists to control that, due to two reasons. The first is students have to study, and if they study, they don't earn money, and if they don't earn money, they can't become judges, because they have no money to study. So what the first thing they have done, well, this is told to be something too classifying, I mean, degrading for those who have less money. I don't agree with that, because you just have to take a look to this social origin of the Spanish judges for decades, for centuries, and you will see that's not the upper class that's sitting at the judgment today. It's the middle class. So they're peers. I mean, they're not really, well, if you want the, not the common man, but you know, the everybody to become a judge, well, perhaps you have to, what you have to do is to eliminate the exam, but not just to say that's impossible to pass it because of economical reasons. But anyway, what the socialists have done is to create no scholarships in order for their people and their socialists to be funded, that's the word, because what they want is to fund people, some friends of them, to take the exam and therefore to be paid and studying at the same time. But the most important thing is that they want to control the judiciary itself, and what they are doing is to pass a law in order to create 900 new posts for judges, so-called, of without the exam. I mean, they pick the judges according to their own criteria, and there they are, 900 new judges. 900 new judges is a lot of judges, because the whole lot of the judges is 5,900, so 6,000. So if you introduce 900 judges in a whole lot of 6,000, it's an important amount of new judges being awarded us with the title of, for the well, in this case, not for the whole life, because they are going to be temporarily introduced. They are called jueces de provisión temporal. So formally, they're going to be there for a long period, but just a period. But that's not what the experience is, because every time this has been done with a lesser proportion, what has happened is that the 70-75% of them stay in the judiciary and become ordinary judges by the so-called cuarto turno. This is the fourth way of becoming a judge, because beyond the examination. This is the first and most important thing. The second is to control the Consejo General del Poder Judicial. This is the 20 politicians and judges dressed as politicians that are being so governing the so-called judiciary power, which is Poder Judicial, I mean the judges. And besides, it's public opinion pressure. The government, Spanish government, the socialists, the president himself, the vice president himself, have been pushing the judges to decide in this or that direction, and with this or that directions, and without independence. And that is something most contested by the judges, because they pretend to be, and they mainly are, but not in all cases, independent. And they want to stay independent, and they want to be seen as independent. And that's a key point in the system, because if you are a corrupt politician, but you're judged by a corrupt judge, you're never going to be condemned, and that's what they want. And if you're a public administration and you just pass the dough, but you're going to be judged by a specially designated judge, you're never going to be condemned. So freedoms lessen, and we degrade our democracy. Now, this is the fight that undermines the Spanish politics. And which the end of this will be, I don't know, because they have put a lot of pressure and a lot of intent, and they are very determined, I mean socialists, to undermine the judiciary. And they have the law, and they pass laws easily, even in a situation in which it's just not so easy to pass a law because they have no majority. And we will have to be expecting. So if you want to know how all this evolves, as I don't know how this will evolve, because I'm no prophet, I'm just trying to analyze this more or less, please come back, because I really can't tell you what's going to happen. Can't tell you yet.